From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey says it will be more active in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent further divisions along ethnic lines. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Saturday the bloodshed needs to stop. Speaking of the violence, Syrian government planes have bombarded U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranian reports Hasaka has become a flashpoint in the Syrian civil war.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan forces are said to have retaken a key northern district hours after it fell to the Taliban. Afghan officials said late Saturday in Kabul that both sides suffered casualties. National security forces are currently engaged in cleanup operations in Khan Abad to eliminate Taliban insurgents from remaining pockets there. Authorities have also confirmed heavy clashes were taking place between government forces and the insurgents in Kunduz. This is VOA News. North Korea is demanding the return of their diplomat who defected to South Korea this week. State media reports North Korea's deputy ambassador to Britain faces multiple offenses, including spying for South Korea. The North Korean diplomat is said to have told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and sought a better future for his children. The World Health Organization, the WHO, is urging countries in Eastern and Central Africa to start vaccinating against yellow fever. The WHO's regional director for Africa spoke about the next steps.
We are planning to completely overwhelm the yellow fever strategy for the region. WHO has initiated discussions with Gavi, UNICEF, other partners, and the pharmaceutical companies that produce yellow fever vaccine. There will be need for preventive yellow fever vaccination campaigns in Central and East Africa, and to reemphasize the importance of all countries providing yellow fever vaccine as part of routine immunization programs.
Over the next few days, the WHO's meeting in Ethiopia will focus on the emergency response strategies to tackle malaria, HIV/AIDS, and non-communicable diseases, as well as the persistent threat of Ebola. In Olympic news, the United States' Gwen Jorgensen has become the first U.S. athlete to win the women's triathlon. And U.S. multi-gold medalist gymnast Simone Biles says she is honored to carry the American flag during Sunday's closing ceremony in Rio. As the 2016 Rio Games draws to a close, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, said Saturday, the committee's ethics committee is closely monitoring the case of the American swimmer Patrick Hickey, who is being detained in Brazil in connection with a fabricated story about an armed robbery involving he and three other swimmers.
The IOC Ethics Commission is fully informed about what we know of this case, and it is actually in contact there also with the authorities here in Brazil and Rio de Janeiro. The Ethics Commission at this time saw no reason for any action given the fact that Mr. Hickey has himself suspended from any activities.
Bach added that Hickey has yet to go before a judge and he is presumed innocent. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. For more details on much more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.